It doesn't matter how young or old you are, everyone loves going to the pictures. At Edinburgh's Wester Hales Education Centre, they've been running a film appreciation course for the past 15 years, with a group of adult learners, many of them retired, meeting at the city's Cameo Cinema once a month to watch and discuss the latest films. I decided to join a recent group meeting to find out why it's still going strong after all these years, arriving just in time to hear ex-Cameo General Manager Ian Hoey welcoming them to a screening of recent box office hit, Argo.
All right, good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming. I see everybody's, well, almost everyone's complained about the weather, but it hasn't affected the turnout. Do any of you know the significance of the name Argo? Anyone know any historical context? Jason and the Argonauts, indeed it is, yes. It's the ship that Jason and the Argonauts sailed in, which is not really that relevant, frankly, to the film title, but there you go. It's a film that's co-produced by George Clooney. It's written by Chris Terrio, and it's based on a 2007 article about the attempted rescue of Americans from Tehran by Joshua Bearman.
Ian, can you tell me when you first got involved with the Film Appreciation Group?
Well, the group actually contacted the Cameo back in 1998 and said they were interested in coming along for monthly film screenings. And it was mainly retired people and adult education. The group turn up, they do a bit of socialising, they gather together, say their hellos, then they go into the auditorium. I'll go in and, depend on the film, how much background information there is, I'll give an introduction of, well, generally about 10 to 15 minutes, sometimes as long as 20 minutes. Then they'll watch the film, then I'll go back into the auditorium afterwards and again we'll chat for about 10 to 15 minutes. Obviously it's directed by Ben Affleck and he also plays the lead, Tony Mendez, the main CIA guy, who I believe Ben Affleck wanted to cast Brad Pitt as, but he couldn't do it because of filming commitments. I think he would probably have worked in it as well. But Ben Affleck is a fine actor. For those of you rushing off, thanks for coming. For those sticking around, I hope you like it. Okay, see you after.
I'm Frances. I come from Winchborough. I'm 77 years of age. I've been coming to the film club for about over 15 years now. I enjoy it very, very much. I enjoy the company. I enjoy hearing Ian tell us all about the movie we're going to see. I enjoy coming here because we see so many different types of film.
I'm John. I live in Collington, just a short ride from the Wester Hales Centre. Some of the foreign language films I've enjoyed. Particularly, I remember one called Let the Right One In, which was a Scandinavian film, which I thought was excellent. And this is one of the ones they made an American remake of it, and I couldn't see the point. I thought the original was so good. One I particularly remember was a French film called Lift to the Scaffold, a sort of a crime film, and there were various twists in it. And I'm really surprised that's not better known.
I've not heard of that one.
No.
Following the screening of Argo, I returned with a rather anxious Ian to hear the verdict of the crowd on his choice of film.
Okay, well, we've reached the end credits virtually. Most of the people that rushed off seemed to approve of the film. They said they really enjoy it. Some people said they found it really exciting. What was the general consensus here then? Is that? Yep. Positive aspects of the what do people think is the best thing of the film? Do you think there's any particular preferences or
the suspense?
Suspense.
It was very, very tense. Regardless of how you said, well, this wasn't so and that wasn't so. At the time, it must have been terrifying for them.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the hostages,
yeah,
and everything else like that, and you get the feeling of, you know, this all throughout the films. You're dreading that things,
oh, yeah,
something,
I mean, absolutely,
awful is going to happen.
People did risk their lives, and the Canadians did. The Canadian ambassador, they did shut the embassy the day they left. That's all true. What do people think of Ben Affleck then? Because, you know, he's ladies like him, I see. Yeah. Even with the beard, do you think he suits the beard?
Yeah.
Oh yes, yes. We're all okay. I think he's shown himself to be a good director. I think he's done well. I think Brad Pitt could have done that role well as well, but I think...
No,
Brad. I'll need to email Ben Affleck and tell me people love him more than Brad Pitt. Thanks all for coming.
Thank you.
Well,
always good to finish on a popular one before the December layoff.
Ben Affleck fans are out.
I'll keep an eye out for Ben Affleck films in the future.
As the crowd started to head home, I spoke to some of them to find out why they kept coming back each month.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it's great. It's very good, very good. Full of suspense and actually no violence. My wife was thinking, if it's going to be one of these violent films, I'm going out. There's nothing really, but suspense all the time.
Terrific. I still feel quite nervous and shaken. And in 1979, I didn't know what was happening in the world. I was too busy with young children and working. But
and you enjoy coming along to these events, these screenings?
Oh, very much, very much. Apart from having a private showing without having to see all the trailers and the ads. And we're a group, we're all retired, and we get to know each other and share our comments.
So, John, you've just come out of the Argo screening. What did you think of it?
Yes, I really enjoyed the film. It was tense all the way through. Ian's introduction and chat afterwards has always filled in the background. That was great.
And you think you'll be back again next month to see the next one?
Oh, definitely, yes. I'm a regular here now.